Rise and shine, Arizona homeowners. Come on into my house, Rosie on the house. An Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 26 years. Listen, we've been building and remodeling all corners of Arizona since the late 1960s, early 1970s. If you have a project in, out, and about your house, home, castle, or cabin, and you want a little guidance, help, or handy tips, give us a ring. It's a toll-free call wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona. The number is 1-888-767-4348. You have that particular project, someone in your home's been hounding you to consider get started. Maybe you've got that project you got hounded to get started 4 months ago, and you promised it'd be done in 2 weeks.
2 weeks, and that's the magic number.
Still not quite done? Give us a ring. That's what we're here for every Saturday morning. Rosie on the house, 1-888-767-4348. Whatever the project is, we can kind of give you tips and tricks of the trade, tool recommendations and product recommendations to make the job look better, get done quicker, and last longer. Or maybe you have gotten to the point where you realize, well, maybe I need some help finishing this project. Well, we've got a referral network that we're trying to build out statewide. Most any place you live in Arizona, you can give us a ring and we can recommend someone for you. You can find most of those recommendations at rosieonthehouse.com. But not everyone's listed because not everyone's made it through the screening process. So if you don't see your neighborhood covered or a trade that you need in your neighborhood, just call the number, 1-888-767-4348. It doesn't mean we don't know somebody in your area. It means that we've maybe got them on the candidate list. We've got them on the screening list. And you can help us become a secret shopper to find out if they do, in fact, measure up to the standard that we have here at rosieonthehouse.com. Played a little hooky this week, so I had a little bit of spring skiing fun. I love it when business trips just happen to be in Park City in March.
Oh, you poor thing.
That is such a good business meeting. I could attend one of those every single spring.
So they didn't get hit with a warm summer at Park City?
I'm sorry,
an early spring?
You know what? It snowed every day we were in meetings, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And that left us Wednesday and Thursday to literally just tear it. Yeah, skied two resorts I've never skied before, so I got to take those off my
bucket
list.
Brian Head's the only one in Utah I've ever been to. Mm-hmm. Which two? I know
Deer Valley and Deer Alta. Valley? And okay. I tell you what, if you like to ski, and I love to ski, if I hadn't got married, and if Jennifer didn't have six kids, I would have been a ski bum. There's just no doubt.
That's kind of a big if.
That's a big if.
11 grandchildren later?
11 grandchildren later, I'm still not a ski bum. But that would be my career of choice. We stayed at Stein Erickson's Lodge. A guy that won the gold medal back in the 50s made his entire fortune in life ski. You ought to see this place, Romy.
What did we do wrong?
Golly.
Mom said it was pretty incredible.
Well, I tell you
one
what.
One of the nicest places I think we've ever stayed.
It was pretty nice. Pretty nice. And I'll tell you what. If you're listening to this, and you know I'm big on vacationing inside Arizona, but if you're a skier and you've heard all this Utah uppiness about Alta, I hand it to them now. You
they earn it.
You have not skied ever until you've skied Alta under 2 feet of fresh snow.
That good, huh?
I mean, it was absolutely a ski day of my life. And unfortunately, I was a little wounded, so I didn't get to make all the runs I wanted to, but. Man, that's back on my bucket list. I'm going to watch the snow next spring, and I'm going to get up there feeling good and strong one day. And you got to be ready for that mountain. Anyway, we're here on Home Improvement. That's what we do. You're at my house, so every once in a while we get distracted with family activities. And Jennifer and I were gone all week. We haven't done our homework. We're not really sure what the topic of the day is later at the 10 o'clock hour. It's getting organized, particularly as it relates to paper clutter. We've got some great ideas for you in the hour three on getting the house cleaned up and organized. But right now, anything you want to talk about is why we're here. Let's see if we can't help some folks that have opted to get on the line early. 1-888-767-4348.
Dave's got a great question. A lot of homeowners have the same one. Replacing a water heater, should I go tankless? Dave, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes,
thanks
sir.
For taking the call.
Yeah, you betcha, bud.
Actually, I'm building, having a new home built.
Nice.
So I'm not replacing, but it's a shade community up in Peoria, and they do offer a tankless water heater. I have read the information that you have on your website. They're going to charge me about $1,700 to upgrade, but given, you know, some of the prices of those things, it seemed like maybe a reasonable thing to consider. My biggest concern is, you know, if you had any experience with people or personal experience with just how effectively these work. I know the pros and cons, but, you know, it's different when you actually have one.
You know, Dave, it's funny how often this topic has come up just in the last couple of weeks. We were down at the Saba Home Show at the Tucson Convention Center last weekend, and we were doing demonstrations on fixing leaks around your house. And we had an old water heater there that was part of the demonstration. And this topic is on a lot of people's minds. A lot of people that came up and introduced themselves to us on stage asked this very same question. The fact that it's a new home and you're considering it very upfront, I think makes it an easier decision. But find out the brand name of the unit Shea is installing. Get a hold of that owner's manual. I will tell you this. When Paul Harvey introduced tankless water heaters to the household market back in the early 90s, they went like wildfire. They were installed everywhere. And in Arizona, we found out flash heating water actually increases the buildup on the elements. And so manufacturers...
All that hard water just gets cooked right onto the element.
We were fine. Manufacturers actually then, many of them, revised their warranty and said, we are not going to warranty this product unless there is a water softener ahead of it. So check the owner's manual of the manufacturer, and if you opt to go the $1,700 increase for the tankless, you may want to opt up again into a water softener loop and a water softener equipment. It may be the key to preserving your warranty on that unit. When they came out, Romy did a lot of research on them, and basically, at one time, we were recommending don't do it unless you had natural gas. The electric
when they
come
first
along,
came
right?
out, yeah. The well, and so many times, and even if you've got a gas water heater now, the supply is not large enough. You need a bigger gas line, or you needed a thicker wire gauge because it used so much energy to heat it that fast. So Renai was, I think, the first one we had ever said, this is, if you're going to go tankless and there's only two people in your home because they can't keep up with water demands, and you have gas, use a Renai and you'll be okay. But Bosch came out with a great electric one about 05, 06-ish. And there's a handful of them now that really have got it fine-tuned.
I think they're not as popular as they used to be in replacing a tank water heater because people found out, well, once I increase the gas pipe size, once I increase the electric line.
Which some people needed a sub-panel to do.
Need a sub-panel to do. Once I buy the water softener, you know, it
quadruples your upfront cost.
Yeah, it turns into a $5,000 or $6,000 investment pretty quick. And so you have to have a real conviction. Most people, I think now, have opted back to go into circulating pumps with a timer on a conventional water heater. But
replacement. But once they go tankless, I've never seen anyone not go back.
It's nice to have in the room.
The endless supply of hot water.
Yeah.
You know, you could go through. You know, the pressure might not be great if you're trying to get six or seven things going at once. We used to say three, but they've increased that. But I mean, if you've got the dishwasher and you're entertaining and there's showers and there's laundry, you're in a supply of hot water. That's pretty cool.
Now, we can't talk hot water without talking solar.
Oh?
If you're considering doing anything to your hot water heater, if it's about to be replaced, if you're considering the new home, I'm a big, big believer in solar water heaters. The incentives and some of the rebates have diminished, but it is free hot water for life. You will get a payback that makes a reasonable return on investment. And if you are in the market, you've got to take a look at a responsible solar water heating equipment installer. And, of course, you can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. So that's everything we know on tankless, conventional, and solar water heaters.
We appreciate the call. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Bring Donna from Tucson into the conversation, talking bathtubs. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Very well.
We are considering putting in a walk-in tub in our in the master bedroom.
Okay.
And the shower is a pretty good size shower. But what are the pitfalls? Let me regress. First of all, we put in a tankless water heater. We had nothing but trouble. We spent a fortune, and my husband took it out again.
Okay, good. That's good input.
Did you have a water softener?
We put it in, and you have to have that copper tubing on the roof and everything. It was a disaster. I mean, he took it out, went back to the regular old water heater.
Did you have a water softener?
Yes, we do have it.
And we've got sweet Jennifer call screening, and I'm going to want more information on that for my own database. As one does come out, I want more specifics as to why, see if we can establish some common denominators for that. I know you've got another question. We're going to have to take a little station break. We'll come back. You'll be the first in queue. We have an open line if you want to jump in at 1-888-767-4348. It's Rosie on the House.